Hello, this is Michael Arnhem from Ministry Touch Communications. You're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Brett and I are hanging out here at the NRB, and we're getting ready to go into the expo hall. And the thing is, though, Brent, I wanted to talk about last night with Vody Bachman. Let's talk about that a bit.
That guy there. I had seen him previously on a few clips online, and it was really good. And, you know, he came up. I told Jason, oh, yeah, listen to this guy. He's going to be good. Blown me away. A lot of the things he was sharing really... They are exactly what we personally have been going through in different conversations with people around. It was scary to actually hear him go through and say, this is what they're going to come back at you with. This is exactly what they're going to say. And word for word, this is what people have brought to us.
And what is this? Everyone, is a wonderful topic about homosexuality. And what happened is Vody Bachman is a gentleman who's black, and he talked about how homosexuals are equating their homosexuality to people being black. And he basically said, he goes, I can prove that I'm black. And he stood there and he goes, all right, that's a fact, I'm black.
He's
a very black man. But here's the other thing, everybody, is he also said, now you prove your homosexuality to me. And he said, you can't. There is nothing you can prove. He goes, there's no facts whatsoever. And Brent, if you would, I'd like you to go into what he talked about as best you can remember, just talking about how it's basically all about feelings, and then they'll attack you personally if you don't come to their side.
Well, he actually, right at the end, one thing he said was how people will say, you know, you can't use, well, I'll use my own personal experiences, and I'll take this because this
Good.
is what he said is exactly what I've been through.
Exactly.
He has said that when I share with others, that, you know, this is what I believe to be truth, this is what the Bible says, then they'll come back at, well, you can't share that because you don't have any, you know, that's just what you believe. That, there's nothing there, blah, blah, blah. But what they are wanting is exactly the same from us, for us just to believe their side of the story. And he went through there and he said it is the most hypocritical part, but, you know, it goes right back to the whole them wanting to equate being gay with being black. Is they don't want, they'll make a big deal out of, oh, this is a, you're hating, you're not being loving because you should be accepting. And he went very deep into what being loving really is, and it has nothing to do with being accepting. Being loving, if anything, being loving is us going and sharing what is true and what is going to keep them literally from walking in through the gates of hell. This is what we have to keep in mind, is when we're sharing with these people, with anyone, you know, anyone on any sin, we are not sharing them just because that's what the Bible tells us. We are sharing with them to keep them out of hell. And that
right.
is what we have to get in our heads. We got to realize how true that is. The words that we share with them that Jesus gave us, that God has graced us with in the Bible, all of these things, we share with them to keep them from hell, not to keep us in heaven. Remember that.
So what do you do to somebody? It could be a believer. It could be someone who's not a believer. When they say, well, then love me then. And you just come to my side.
that's when you just say, look, I'm going to love you. And, you know, the side thing, there's one side that I'm a part of, and that is God's side, and that is it.
So ultimately, loving someone is helping them to see whoever it is, whatever the sin is. It could be anything, everyone listening to this. It could be any sin whatsoever. Loving them enough to tell them, you are in sin, you need to repent and confess that sin to God, and then let him love you and learn his ways. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That's exactly, you know.
And do it.
This is something that, even in another area, there was someone who I knew struggling in the sin of anger, okay? And sharing with them, look, what you're doing is a sin. How you are handling yourself, you are sinning. And guess what? That anger became more anger at first. But did I say, you know what? I don't want to, you know, make them more angry. I said, no, I want to get them out of that. I want to break that habit. I want to break this sin away from their lives. We have to stop just tenderfooting around, and we got to be real, not just with everybody else, but with ourselves. We need to be real and say, you know what? This is the way it is. If these people do not know, get the truth, if they don't know the truth, they are going to hell.
Right. And the other thing, too, we got to remember is if they choose that, then that's their choice.
Yes. Yes.
And see, that's one thing I think we need to understand, everybody, is if somebody chooses to go down the path of adultery or go down the path of being a thief or go down the path of being whatever it is, there's consequence to your actions.
Well, and I want to
clarify homosexuality, there's consequence to your actions.
I want to clarify this a little bit. If they choose to live in that.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. You know, all of us, every single one of us make mistakes, and we make choices that are detrimental. Now, we still have to live with those choices, so every choice we have to live with, but the I think what we're really talking about are the people who choose to live in their sin. Those people, you need to realize that those people, there's nothing we can do.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree, and I mean, everyone, that's one of the reasons we exist.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool, everyone. We just got, like, videotaped. Anyway, so tell us more just about, Brent, why are we here at the NRB?
Well, you know, we really feel God's calling this ministry of Do Not Keep Silent to more. With things that have been going on in conversations one-on-one, with things that have been going on conversations on the internet, through emails, we are really seeing how much we are in other people's lives, and other people are getting in our lives, and it's
kind of fun.
It is. It's fantastic. It is fantastic. So, we want to make sure that this ministry grows to exactly what God wants it to be. So we're here. We are learning about what other people are doing, what we can do better, what we need to do to get to the next level, just so we can make things better for you, so that we can equip you more and get you ready for everything that God needs for you to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, everyone who's listening to this, I mean, please tell your friends about what Do Not Keep Silent is all about, and the Ministry of Worldview Warriors, and you know, if you're enjoying what you're hearing, please share it, because the reality is the word cannot get out if you don't open up your mouth, mm-hmm. or if you don't type on your keyboard something to your friends. We really need your help. And if you like what you're hearing as far as the messages coming out of here, please don't be afraid and do not keep silent. Okay? Seriously, everyone. So, Brent, is there anything else you want to share with people?
Just thanks for listening, and can't wait. Make sure you're getting on our new website. Make sure that you are getting in the chat rooms and talking with us. And
the chat room's on Do Not Keep Silent.
On Do Not Keep Silent, that's right, yes.
So thanks, everybody, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Hey everyone, this is Jason DeZurek
and Brent Baker
of Do Not Keep Silent. Some of you might be wondering, why should we even tune in to this radio program?
One of our listeners shared an awesome quote. His name's Bill Schott. He said, challenging people's incorrect theology is ultimately an act of love.
And really, that's really what this show is all about. Really. So check us out at DoNotKeepSilent.com.